Blog Talk Radio.
Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we encourage you to join us and be blessed by the Word of God. House of Christ Ministries, Inc. presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World. Beloved, we strongly believe in the Great Commission according to Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 through 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The gospel of Jesus Christ must be preached throughout the world. Today we have all the technology to reach out to the uttermost part of the earth, and we encourage you to do so. Join us every Sunday and Wednesdays, and be blessed by the Word of God. For more information, write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. I am Reverend Donald Davis, Senior Pastor, House of Christ Ministries.
The song we learned in Zimbabwe.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Sing it again.
Bless your holy name on this resurrection day. And we just want to give the Lord thanks for his son, Jesus Christ, who died on a cross for us. And he promised that he would be resurrected or risen on the third day. The Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 12, verse 40, "For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." And in Matthew 16, verse 21, "From that time forth began Jesus to shew unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem, and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised again the third day." Mark chapter 9, verse 31 says, "For he taught his disciples, and said unto them, The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of men, and they shall kill him. And after that, he is killed. He shall rise the third day." Let us give God the glory.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised.
Sing it again.
Give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you.
Alpha and Omega.
You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord.
My God, my God.
We give you all.
you are.
Day. The tomb was empty. Discovering the tomb was one of the great discoveries in human history. However, the great tragedy is that most people either are not aware that Jesus Christ arose or do not believe that he arose. Beloved, every one of us has to discover the fact for ourselves. The empty tomb and the risen Lord have become a personal discovery for every man. Blessed be his name.
Raise your voice.
Hallelujah.
bless the Lord. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. We bless the Lord for his word today. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let us go to the cross.
Hallelujah. I will sing.
Sing his praise.
to the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Just going to lift him up tonight and just magnify him as we come before the throne of God. As we continue our celebration for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, his resurrection from the dead was a triumph, a conquest over death. Death reigns no more. Its rule has been broken. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 and 56 says, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. We bless the name of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9 and 10 says, But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from great a death, and thou deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. We bless the name of the Lord as we continue on this journey.
Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord Almighty. True and righteous are all your ways, King of the ages. Who will not fear you, O Lord? Glorify your name. Behold the Lord. God is my salvation. In him I trust.
Perplexed the woman. However, the stone had not being rolled back for the benefit of Jesus Christ, but for the witnesses to see the resurrection or witnesses to the resurrection. When Jesus Christ arose, he was in his resurrection body, the heavenly body of the spiritual dimension. And the spiritual dimension has no physical bounds. But the witnesses needed to enter the tomb and see the truth. There was a body missing from the tomb. The account is simple yet striking. They entered in and found not the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. They saw that Jesus Christ was not there. They saw the slab upon which he had been laid, and he was not there, beloved. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 4, verse 21, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able to perform. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, for all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Let us get into the presence of the Lord.
In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence.
Your name, O Lord.
I want to go where the rivers cannot overflow me, where my feet are on the ground. I want to hide where the raging fire cannot burn me. In your presence, O God.
Bless the name of the Lord as we celebrate this Resurrection Day. The Bible tells us in 2 Peter 1 verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12 says that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world. Romans chapter 1, verse 4 says, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. We bless His name. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 through 20. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places. We bless the name of the Lord. Let us lift Him most high.
From the lips of all people,
As we continue on this spiritual journey, John chapter 8, verse 24 says, I said therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Beloved, do you believe?
Remain.
end of our program tonight. We pray that it was a blessing to you. Join us again every Sunday and Wednesdays at 10 p.m. and be blessed by the Word of God. God bless you and good night. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmo, New York. If you're living in the New York area, you could fellowship with us at the House of Christ Ministries, 199-20, and then Boulevard, St. Albans, New York. God bless you once again. Good night.